Dr. Gill first started researching beauty shops and beauticians while studying African American women involved in the civil rights movement at Rutgers University.
And I began to notice when I was looking for the leaders of the civil rights movement that many of them were beauticians.
She discovered those beauticians often used shops they owned as hubs for African American women to organize for political purposes because they could avoid scrutiny other businesses commonly faced. Gill discussed one beautician in the 1960s, Bernice Robinson, who allowed women to secretly prep for voter registration literacy tests at her shop.
So she would literally turn her salon into a school at night. And these were schools that had to be underground and had to be subversive because those who were in power did not want African Americans learning, did not want them to prepare for the literacy tests that were a part of their voter registration.
Gill adds many groups would even have mail sent to the salons because no one suspected anything other than gossiping and hairstyling was happening there. Megan Polly, Delaware Public Media.